I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, I don't know about where you are, but spring sprung where I am, and that means it's grilling time. And
hey, Jop.
Yeah.
Where's the beef?
Yeah, exactly. Let's start there then, man. Because what we're going to do is we're gonna run around the meat case today and talk about different kinds of proteins and what my favorite, Chaz's favorite is, and then maybe some do's, don'ts, and how-tos. So here we go. Your favorite cut of beef on a grill or smoker?
Skirt steak.
Okay, why?
Skirt steak because it just comes out so damn tender. It's so easy. Just to, you pop it in a marinade, you let it go. Like, especially going camping or something like that. Throw the Ziploc with the marinade in the cooler, drink beer.
So what do you do with, what are you doing for a marinade?
Man, it's real basic. It's going to be, you got to have some acid in there. So usually I'm going to start with like pineapple juice because I'm going to go a little tropical feel on here. I'm going to put some herbs in there. Probably like some green peppercorns and some garlic. And I'm probably going to mush up an onion and put that in there and just make sure it's all covered and everything. Get the air out of the zip. Throw it in the cooler. Throw it in the refrigerator. Whatever you're going to do. Let it rest, man. 24 hours is not too long.
Right, right.
You need 3-4 hours minimum just to make sure everything's happy. And that's going to help break down those connective tissues. It's going to help do that stuff. If you get a piece that looks a little tough, maybe run the jacquard through it.
Okay. Everybody knows what a jacquard is. That's that little bed of nails, right?
The bed of nails.
It kind of tenderizes it.
If you got the crank one, like the fancy one at the butcher or whatever. But yeah, it just cuts those connective tissues as you go through. And, you know, especially if you get a jacquard that has the blades instead of the round nails.
Right.
And it just tenderizes it even more. So what you do then is then you just get a hot grill. And layer out there. And this stuff's thin, so this is quick. Mm-hmm. This is not a low and slow. You know, that's a project to get out the smoker. And you're going to feed some people with this. This is, you know, you and your girl out there or your significant other out there just needing some dinner on a nice night.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to grill it up, and I'm going to do some simple stuff to go with it. And whether I serve that with, like, some grill fries or in tortillas or whatever, it goes.
Right, and that skirt steak is a not a cheap cut, but it's not your most expensive cut in the case either. So,
no, it's very reasonable.
Right, and that it's down on the belly is kind of is where the skirt, i.e., that's why they call it skirt steak, and it can be a little chewy if you don't marinate it. So I think
marinate it, maybe a little jacquard, and make sure you really understand how to cut it, so that you're not getting these long strips of grain in there. You want to cut across the grain and make some pieces that are going to be kind of bite-sized, because quite often, if you're on a campsite, man, you might be on plastic forks.
Sure.
Or caveman-ish going with the fingers.
Yeah,
which I have been caught guilty of.
I've done that too. So,
what about you?
Well, you know, my favorite cut of beef is a porterhouse steak. It's the perfect family cut for me. I have one dog, one wife, and one me, right? And I go over to Sobey Meats, and he'll cut me up a porterhouse steak about 1.25 inches to 1.5 inches thick. And you've got a New York strip on one side of that bone, and you've got a fillet on the other side of that bone. Neither one of those are anything to scoff at. They're both very good cuts of meat on their own, but you get both of them on this cut, the porterhouse steak. And my wife doesn't eat as much meat as I do, so I take the New York strip size, which is about twice the size of that fillet side, right? But I leave it on the bone because I want it to cook evenly, and I like just the presentation. Many times, this thing looks like the state of Michigan. There's that New York strip side is big like your hand, then it's round like your thumb on the other side. But I'm at a medium-hot grill, and I bring that out. I think it's very important to, I use a thing called Tim's Blend. You get that at Sobey's, but it's just an all-around barbecue seasoning. It's got onion and garlic and salt and pepper
all kinds of goodies in there.
Right. Tim's love. So I cover it with that and then let it come to room temperature for like an hour before I cook it. Why? Because if it's cold in the center, to get the center done, you're going to have the outside overdone. Okay? So I'm on a medium-hot grill. I'm going to tend to it, If you know what that is, I'm going to throw it quarter ways on the grates. At about 2 or 3 minutes, I'm going to pick it up, move it to a spot on the grates that I've not put any meat on yet, and move it a quarter turn, 90 degrees, and you get that nice crosshatch. And it's only for looks, is all that is. And that's on the first side.
Well, you got a wife and a dog to impress.
Right, right. And so then I got to, then I flip it over. And I finish the cook. I know my grilling equipment, but if you are new to a grill or you're not seasoned, no pun intended, as some of us are, then you're going to want to have a temperature gauge out there. I use a thermopen, but stick it in the middle, the deepest, the thickest part of the steak. And we like our steaks medium rare. That's about 125 to 130 degrees. When the internal temperature is there, pull that thing off and let it rest 4 or 5 minutes. The juices will all be running around in there, and as it cools a little bit, they'll come home, and every bite will be super juicy. But
and there's something really chivalrous about slicing out the meat for the family or for the lady in your life. And,
right.
You know, showing, being proud of your work.
Right.
Good presentation, skills, nice knife. Get out the nice stuff once in a while.
Oh, yeah, the china. The whole deal. And this time of year, we love eating outside. So it's walk from the grill to the table. It's still crackling a little bit and maybe, you know, throwing off a little steam or smoke. So it's wonderful. And then I love, love, love marinated asparagus. And I just take some simple Italian dressing, zesty Italian dressing. Like Chad said, put it in a Ziploc. Put enough zesty in there to cover it. Take the air out. Roll it up. And let that set for 10 minutes or 3 hours. It doesn't matter. Because what you're really doing is getting the flavoring on it in a little oil so it crisps up a little bit on the grill. That's all we're doing with that.
And a little nose stick.
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah. So it won't stick on the grill. You know, go across the grill. Don't go long ways because you'll lose them. They're divers. But anyway, that steak and that asparagus to me is the quintessential meal. And then when we're done, the dog gets a T-bone. Right?
He gets that bone right there.
Right
ready
on
to
the
go.
Middle. Of, yeah. And you know what? They love it. So it's a perfect family meal for me. Some for me, some for Lisa, some for Shotzi the dog.
Shotzi makes sure.
Oh, yeah. She's patient, too.
She's a man's best friend.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. She watches me grill regularly and gets a little tidbits, you know.
Hey, grilling partners are important.
Yeah, they are. I've taught her to. I can't teach her to open up the fridge. I got to put a little towel on there, but I can throw a beer can. She'll go get it and bring it back to me. So we're in training. It's going to happen, and it will be videoed when I get this thing perfected. She will be able to. I'm going to get me a beer, Shotzi. She'll go to the fridge, open the door, grab a beer, hit it with her tail.
If nothing else, then just putting the returnables away.
Right, yeah.
I'd exactly. be game on that.
Yeah, yeah, but anyway, so... both of those were grilled items. You did a skirt steak, and I just used the regular grill grates. You know, there's lots of things we can do on the smoker, and I'm sure we'll cover that in the next few segments, because what we're going to do next is we're gonna be a little high on the hog here. We're going to see what your favorite cuts and your how-tos on hog, and I'm pretty sure when we talk hog, one of us will go smoker. So anyway, stick with us. We're going to smoke or grill a hog. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.